When you have Italian heritage and you grew up in Ohio, you know a thing or two about row crops. So when an opportunity presents itself to come to California and focus on some of these row crops, you turn your focus into creating some of the finest Old Vine Zinfandel we've ever tasted. In the wine business, what was kind of your inspiration? I understand you started from a very young age as a wine connoisseur.
Yeah, actually it started with my father, who was an immigrant Italian, who came over from the old country with his old hand crank press and made wine for us. This was back in the Midwest. The wine was probably horrible, but we didn't know any better. And we had we drank three fingers of that wine with every dinner.
Okay.
That was our meal. And we grew up with that. And I guess that's probably where it really started.
Okay.
And from there, I even when I was living in Southern California, I made many, many trips to the wine country. There was just something about it. As a matter of fact, I get kind of a feeling riding through the wine country to this day that brings me down off of whatever the heck is bothering me or troubling me. It's just something I like. And that's how we got started, or my love for it got started. And a few years back, I did a favor for a fellow who, as a matter of fact, it helped him get this vineyard.
Yeah.
And then lost track of him for maybe 10 years. And we were reunited through another business thing. And he came to me and said, you know, I owe you a favor from all those years back. Let's go have lunch and let's talk. And one thing led to another, and now we're in the wine business.
That's wonderful, wonderful. So these vines are authentic, real deal old vine Zin. I know a lot of people throw around the old vine term and they're not. Tell us the history of these vines.
Yeah, these vines were planted in 1900. So they're, what's that make them, 116 years old, something like that. They are legitimate old vine Zinfandel grapes. They don't produce a lot of fruit anymore. Maybe a half a ton an acre, where some of the ones that are irrigated and watered and newer ones are maybe a ton and a half, 2 tons an acre. But the intensity and the complexity of the fruit in these vines is second to none. So just because
Sounds
they're
amazing.
Old and authentic.
Right. And that's your main focus is just the old vines?
Just Zinfandel.
Okay.
For now.
Yes. And talk about what is the flavor profile then? When it translates into the finished product?
It's very fruit forward. There's mm-hmm. plums and raspberries, a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that surprises everybody is that it finishes not like a lot of the heavy Zins, but it finishes almost like a cab. It's very smooth finish. You don't taste the alcohol. As a matter of fact, people drink it and they go, wow, and then we ask them what they think the alcohol content is, and they usually guess around 14. It's 15.5, but you wouldn't know it. So it's really, it's a smooth finish.
Wow, nice, nice. And so it tends to go, I understand, with a lot of food, wide range, and you are in a ton of the top restaurants.
Yeah, well, for openers, when I was a kid growing up drinking the old red wine that my dad made, it was usually pastas and some meat dishes, some chicken, and that kind of thing. But it really goes pretty much with any kind of meat, any kind of pasta. And I think the old rules about seafood and white wine no longer hold. I mean, have this with some cioppino, and you'll think you've died and gone to heaven.
Yeah.
It's and then as far as restaurants are concerned, the Charlie Palmer's restaurants, Mastro's restaurants, all these big, you know, five-star places
right.
have this wine, sell this wine, love this wine.
That's
and
wonderful.
Get a heck of a price for it.
Do they?
Yeah. And the best part about it is they're not only bought it, because it's easy to get wine into a restaurant, it's getting the reorders is what's tougher. And we just got another reorder from Mastro's today. And Charlie Palmer's started us off with a big order, and they're going through it. I go there on Friday nights, and they're going through it very well, very quickly.
Wow.
Next reorders from them.
That is great. So in terms of production, what is your production like?
It's a small production. It's about 350 cases. We actually produce a little bit more than that, but we hold it back.
Yeah.
It's a small, so if you like it, you got to get it while you can.
Absolutely. So what led you to this region? Why this for Zinfandel?
Well, to be candid with you, for openers, it was because of that friend whose favor I did and so on. And he brought me to this region and Zinfandel. But the real answer is this is in the western slopes of the Russian River Valley. There's a lot of volcanic ash in the soil. The roots are able, because of that, to be able to go very deep. That's how they've lasted 100 years plus.
Oh, absolutely.
And Zinfandel itself, frankly, I used to drink Merlots and Cabernets for the most part, and I've now become completely hooked on Zinfandel because it's really robust. It really has flavor that goes with pretty much anything. So I'm completely devoted to Zinfandel right now.
Yeah, that's great. And something you said earlier that I think is great is you said these roots probably go all the way to China by now. I guess, I mean, if they were planted in the 1900s, the history that's here is unbelievable. In terms of the charitable aspect that Cellar Angels delivers, I mean, how did that kind of draw you to Cellar Angels?
I think it was a big part of it. There's an awful lot of sharks in this business who aren't doing anything like that. And when Cellar Angels said that 10% of everything goes to a charity, I thought that was not only a great marketing idea, but something worth doing. So I was pleased. That definitely had something to do with our deciding to go with Cellar Angels.
So you've traveled the world, you've tasted wines all across the world. What is it that you love the most about making your own wine now?
Well, I like having my name, having something with my name on it is certainly important. But, you know, the whole wine industry is really a very lifestyle business. And the people that I've met in the wine business are second to none. I've just had a ball getting to know them. So, and getting to learn all of the nuances of making a good wine from my consulting winemaker is an education that I'm enjoying. And even at my age, and I figured if not now, when? This was something I've always wanted to do, and now I'm doing it.
That's great. Well, on that note, should we go taste some wine?
I think we should.
I think so. If not now, when, right?
If not now, when.
It was such a pleasure to spend some time with Peter Tonti. In many cases, the term old vine Zin is tossed around, but in this case, these old vines and this wine is the real deal, just like Peter himself. Enjoy and thank you for your support.